Hello and welcome back to another edition of the K-Pop Rama Podcast. I'm your host, Ginonimin, and we are back with another From the Vault show, where we go back to May of 2021, where I did a review of Butter by BTS. Now, the big reason why I'm re-uploading my review of the song is because of the fact that, well, there's a little show called the Grammys, and it is 2 weeks away, guys. 2 weeks. And considering how BTS has potentially another shot at winning the coveted Grammy, well, you best be sure that we're going to cover it on this podcast. So think of this show as a refresher, because we are going to have a proper preview show next week where we go over the Grammys that BTS has been nominated for and the competition that they'll be facing. So be on the lookout for that next week. But for now, let's go into the K-Pop Rama Podcast vault and go back to May of 2021, where I give my thoughts on BTS's Butter. I hope you enjoy it and look forward to our preview show next week. All right, see you guys. Hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome back to another edition of the K-Pop Rama Podcast. I'm your host, Ginonimin, and for today's episode, we are going to be doing a reaction to BTS's latest comeback song in their song called Butter. I'm honestly like really excited to tell you guys my thoughts on this song because it's honestly worth the hype. It's really, really good. But before we get into that, if you like the podcast and you like what we do, don't forget to like, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We're available on just about any podcast platform you can think of. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star rating on the podcast, as it helps it a lot. And last but not least, our social media will be in the podcast description below. Be sure to follow at K-Pop Rama Podcast on Instagram if you want to follow the latest on the podcast. And we also have an email as well. So if you want to email us at kpoprama@gmail.com. But without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Right, so to start, I want to start off this reaction to Butter by talking about the music video, because I think out of everything that we've seen in this comeback, I think the music video was the one thing I didn't really, like, worry too much about, I guess, because just because of the simple fact that BTS never makes bad music videos. Like, they just do not do that. That's not part of their MO. And their company, Big Hit, never shortcuts these kind of things. So I expected a very good, very visually appealing, just concept-wise, just fantastic music video. And we got that with this music video, as it just passed all of those, like, standards, I guess, with flying colors. It was just really, really good. I think, concept-wise, it works really well with the song, which I'll get into later. Like, the color palette of the entire music video, I liked a lot. Like, I really love the amount of color that was in the music video. And also the prominent use of yellow and black, which makes sense as well, because this is a song about butter. And literally in the concept art as well, you see a giant slab of, like, clip art butter there as well. So I like that touch as well. The dancing is what you would expect from BTS. It's very technical, very good, very high energy. All of that, really, really great. And overall, I think it's just really, really good. And there isn't really much to say about it, because it's up to the typical standard that you would come to expect from any BTS music video. And I think we have to give props to the production team at Big Hit for this, because, you know, once again, they've done it again, as they have made a fantastic music video. And also, as a side note as well, I watched the music video on my new monitor that I have. So just for like a quick side bit, I actually kind of upgraded my office setup in the past few months, and I have this brand new like 2K monitor, and my god, the whole music video looks amazing. Like, on, especially on the big screen, it looks really, really good. And I thought BTS music videos looked really good visually beforehand, but now, like, this on a bigger screen, I now truly understand, like, the amount of detail and effort that goes into these music videos, because holy cow, like, everything just looks amazing. So yeah, music video is really, really good. But the thing I want to talk about the most is probably the song, as this song to me screams summer. It's your classic K-pop summer song, and BTS has gone ahead and done a song like this, which is really, really good. It's really good considering it's probably going to be the summer song of this year. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. And I think another thing that's really interesting about Butter is the fact that this song is another English song, which to me, I was actually kind of surprised that they were doing another English song, because I thought this whole like English song thing was going to be like a gimmicky thing for BTS. And I genuinely did think, like, you know, at the time that Dynamite came out, like, I thought that was going to be like a one-off thing that they were going to do, and then like in the next comeback they were going to do something in Korean again, but apparently not. I mean, like, for me, like, I don't really have like a preference towards whether or not they like sing in Korean or English or not, because to me it doesn't really matter, because they are entertaining and really, really talented either way. But to see them do another English song is very, very interesting, as I can totally see this song becoming the hit song that you hear on the radio for the rest of the summer and beyond, much like how Dynamite was for a few months over here in the States, because this song is definitely made for radio. And I think just based on the popularity that the song is already experiencing already just 24 hours after it was released, like, it will definitely be heard on the radio waves very, very soon, at least over here in America anyway. But going back to the actual song, I just have to just compliment this song for just being incredibly well made and incredibly balanced, as the hook, the chorus, the rap line, just about everything about this song really is just very well balanced and just very, like, very well made and well thought out. And I feel like that's, you know, that's like one of the best compliments you can say for any song in general, because it's honestly quite hard to accomplish this kind of balance. And, you know, let's just start off with the overall just build up of the song, as it builds up really, really well. As the song in the beginning starts off fairly low key, like, it gave me Michael Jackson vibes, if that makes sense, but it, over time, it progresses and it creates a really fantastic, you know, foundation for the chorus and later verses later on in the song, which was really, really good. And, you know, onto the chorus, as I was saying, like, the hook and chorus are definite earworms, which will make people remember the song for a very long time. Not just the fact that it's BTS, but just in terms of the song in general, it's just a very good, catchy song to, you know, to jive with, if you get what I'm saying. So, you know, in that regard, it's very, very good. And I also, like, also as a side note as well, I also noticed that, you know, you couldn't really notice as much auto-tune in the song compared to other songs that they've done in the past. Like, for example, like, in Dynamite, for instance, you can, you know, like, you can, like, tell directly, like, just by casually listening to the song, that there's, like, tons of auto-tune, like, everywhere in the piece, which, you know, I don't really have a problem with auto-tune, because it's kind of become an industry standard nowadays, but, like, it's kind of hard to not notice it, if that makes sense. But in this song, like, I could barely notice it at all, really. Like, the auto-tune is probably there, but I just couldn't really notice it, which I think maybe says a lot for their singing ability or the audio engineer's job in making sure that the listener can't really tell that they've actually done some auto-tune in some parts of the song. But either way, like, that's a really big thing for me. Like, that the fact that you don't really notice like much auto-tune in the song, like, this speaks wonders to how good the song actually is. But I think one of my favorite bits in the song is actually the brief 20-second, it might have been 20 seconds or maybe shorter, but a very brief rap section in the song, which I think, honestly, out of all of the songs that I've heard this year that have incorporated a rap section, like, aside from the dedicated, like, rap songs that I've heard, like, it's brilliantly well done. Like, it's so effortless and so good, it's ridiculous. Like, I just have to compliment, like, RM and Suga here for their rap bits that they've done in English, I might I add, because it's just really, really good. Like, it just felt effortless. Like, it just felt right with a song like this. And, you know, with rap, like, sometimes it's really, really hard to, like, kind of come up with the right kind of feeling for a particular rap line, but you know, RM and Suga, like, nailed it out of the park here. And, you know, I know I've already mentioned that they've both, like, both RM and Suga have rapped in English here, which in of itself is impressive, but I feel like I have to take the time to also compliment Suga for actually rapping in English so well. Because, you know, as I've already mentioned already, like, I'm not, like, deeply into BTS. Like, I don't know, like, everything about them, but I haven't really recalled a moment in previous BTS songs where, you know, Suga has had to sing or speak in English. So to see him do a rap section in English at this high level is just honestly super impressive for me. And I think that just says a lot to his own commitment, because I imagine he probably, like, did some English lessons or, like, got some help from people who speak English to, you know, improve his own English speaking abilities. So, you know, I just want to give props to him for that part of the song, because it was genuinely really impressive. And I honestly wish that it was longer, because it was genuinely really good. Because, you know, we all know that RM and Suga can also rap really well in general. So I kind of wish that the rap section was a bit longer, but alas, we didn't get it. But that's not, like, deal breaker for me on that. But overall, like, this song is just fantastic. Like, every single aspect about it is just well done and very well balanced. And everyone in BTS who participated in the song had their chance to shine. And it's just really, really cool and great to see them do a well-made song like this. And it's also in English, which is also a really cool thing as well. And I think if you compare this song to, say, like, Dynamite, because it's the other English song that they have done, I just think this song in Butter is just better balanced and just better in general. And don't get me wrong, like, right, like, I really enjoy listening to Dynamite. Like, I still do, even if it's been like 6 to 8 months since it's been released. Like, I still really enjoy that song a lot. But I think if you compare Dynamite to this song in Butter, like, it's just like a night and day difference for me. And I think that kind of has to do with the fact that Dynamite is kind of confined to the genre that it was in. So, like, you know, as many of you listeners already know, like, Dynamite was very much a homage to 70s and 80s music, which is very much, you know, disco music, dance music, and the like. And I think in that regard, like, Dynamite kind of had to fit in that particular genre, which means that, you know, in terms of musical balance and this music, like, any, like, musical aspect about the song, like, it was very limited because they had to, you know, stay true to what the genre of disco was at the time. And I think that the song kind of had to stay in that lane, if that makes sense. And, you know, in that era of music, like, songs of that time were very much structured in the mold of Dynamite. And what I mean by that is kind of, okay, like if I were to come up with a more visual example, like when you change like to different sections of a song in a disco song during the 70s/80s, like you can distinctly tell that we're moving into a different section, if that makes sense. Like I kind of compare it to, say, like turning a page in a book or a magazine or a comic, like an actual like physical book, if that makes sense. Like every section in that kind of music is like the equivalent to a page turn. Like you know what's gonna happen next, and it's very structured in the way that these kind of changes happen. But in a song like this, like Butter anyway, like the progression feels a lot more natural sounding, I guess, if that makes sense. Like it's very much in line with the songs of today where the transition between chorus, hook, bridge, etc. like is this feels a lot more seamless, and it feels a lot more, I don't know, this feels like a natural thing. Like I guess if you were to come up with a visual example to that, it would be like the equivalent of scrolling through your Instagram feed on your phone, because you know how it's very much like a limitless thing where you can just keep scrolling and you can see all of your friends' pictures and whatnot. Like that is very seamless. Like it's a very seamless change. And this song is very much in that ilk. So in that regard, I just feel like it's just better overall. Now, granted, right, this is like a personal opinion of mine. Like I should say again that I love both songs very much, but I just think Butter, just from a technical perspective, is just better, just in terms of how it's been created and whatnot. And as I've already said already, it's just a very, very balanced song, and I just think that Butter kind of edges out Dynamite in that regard. So yeah, again, very, very fantastic song. And after this break, we're gonna go through a analytical review of the lyrics, and it's very, very interesting, so stay tuned. And we're back. So for the lyrics of Butter, I think it's safe to say, after analyzing the lyrics for quite a while, there is more to this song than meets the eye. And to start, there's just a lot of references to popular artists throughout the song, which I think are quite clever actually when you think about it. And I think just to start, like literally in the first verse of the song, where Jungkook and V like kick off the song and whatnot, like there's literally a line in the very beginning that goes, "Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover," which is a direct reference to Michael Jackson's "Smooth Criminal," which is an incredibly famous Michael Jackson song. You've probably heard it on the radio before, even if you didn't know it or not. Like, I mean, like right there, like literally in like the first three lines of the song, they literally reference Michael Jackson. Which, like, if you look at the song, at Butter itself, like the song, like it, the beat in the very beginning is very Michael Jackson-esque. So it makes sense in that regard, which is, I think, is really, really cool. And in the second verse of the song, which was done by, I think, Jungkook, V, Jin, and Suga, like there's a line that goes along the lines of, "Don't need no Usher to remind me you got bad," which again is another reference to Usher and his song that came out in 2001, which was called "You Got It Bad," which, while doing my research for this episode, it turns out that Jimin is actually a big fan of Usher, so that's cool. I think just seeing these references to very famous idols, this shows just how, no matter how popular BTS has become in the past few years, like they still have their own artists that they idolize. So I think it's just really cool of them to just see these little references to their idols within a song like this. So again, it's genuinely really cool to see that. But it leads on to probably the main, like, talking point of the lyrics in this song, where it seems to me, just from reading it, like it seems like a form of a confession. And I think on first glance, you could say, okay, maybe it's like a confession to a girl. It's like a normal love song that, people dish out these days. But I think it goes beyond that. And I say this because, in the very Variety interview that I've mentioned before, earlier in the show, Jimin talks about this song as being a very cute song, which it is, it's pretty cute, and it's also a form of a confession. And he didn't exactly clarify like what kind of confession this song is supposed to be, but I think just reading the lyrics, like reading it like multiple times, I should emphasize, I think it could be a confession to one thing, and it's a fact that I think everyone knows at this point, and it's the fact that, BTS are at the pinnacle of global pop music right now, which, let's be totally honest, that's kind of like a no-brainer thing. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't matter if you're like a fan or a hater of BTS or whatever. Like, you cannot argue against the fact that BTS are at the top. Just look at their fan base. Like, it's huge. Like, armies are all over the world. Like, you cannot argue against that fact. And I think this song is just acknowledging that fact, which I think, yeah, I mean, I think they're well in their rights to do so because they are literally global superstars. Like, they have, I'm sure like other people have already emphasized this, and I'm gonna do it again. But, BTS has gone to a level of popularity where no other K-pop group or artist has ever experienced before. Like, they are pioneers in this regard. And, they are doing things that they probably could only dream of. And, as I've already said already, this song is just acknowledging that fact. And this goes back to the very interesting, title of the song, which is called Butter, and how the word takes a entirely new meaning in Korea, as its Konglish meaning is actually referring to something very, very specific. Now, before I go on, like, if you don't know what Konglish is, it's basically like a mix between Korean and English. So basically, over the years, like, English has been a really big influence in Korea. So we're kind of at a point where a lot of words from English get loaned into Korean. So nowadays, you see a lot of people use English words to refer to specific things in Korean. So just to give you a quick TLDR on that. But anyway, like, the meaning of butter in Konglish is referring to something that is too westernized, or to put it in air quotes, too American, which I find to be very, very interesting. And, while doing research on this for this episode, right, like, I came across a clip on Twitter where Eric Nam, who is a very prominent, very successful Korean American who has made it in the K-pop industry, like, he was talking about this very word, butter, and how he got a lot of feedback from producers in the K-pop industry saying that his style was too butter, which, I guess, when you think about it, makes sense, because if you listen to Eric Nam and his music, like, he is very much in the mold of, American artists. Like, his kind of style is very much in the mold of an American pop singer, which is totally fine, by the way. Like, I feel like because of that, like, Eric has kind of created his own niche within K-pop to do his thing, which I think is perfectly fine. But I think the fact that producers within the K-pop industry is referring to his style to be too westernized and too American, I just think is very, very interesting. And I think when you put that into the context of BTS, I think you could argue, like, I think from my own perspective anyway, like, this whole, like, the very title of Butter is kind of like a commentary on the criticism that they've gotten over the past maybe like 2 to 4 years now, as they have gotten more famous worldwide. Because, you know, especially in the past 3 years, like BTS has made a gradual and pretty drastic shift in terms of their music style. As, you know, nowadays you see songs like Dynamite and Butter where they're composed exclusively in English. And they're also pretty good, like pop songs as well. But if you look at their earlier work, like say from their debut days, like it's such a drastic difference. Like, you know, for me, right? I'm like a very recent K-pop fan myself, and I was like interested to see what was like, you know, BTS's debut work, like way back in like 2012 or 2013. And I was honestly shocked to see the kind of music that they were doing back then, because it's genuinely a night and day difference to what they're doing now. Like it's such a drastic shift. And you know, I've been on internet forums before, and you know, I've seen a comment here and there like talking about how, you know, BTS has changed from what they were in the past, which I think I'm kind of inclined to agree with them because they have changed like in terms of their music style over the years. But I think on this, I think change isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially in music. And I think when you think about BTS, I think they're just going through a natural musical progression that all artists, all groups go through. It just is like a natural progression of things. And I think this song is kind of their way of acknowledging the fact that, yes, our music style has changed quite drastically. And yes, the kind of music that we're doing today is probably really, really different to what you originally got into us for to begin with. But regardless of all of that, their goal as a group remains the same. And it's a very, very, very simple goal to make sure that you have a fantastic time when you're listening to BTS. And I think Jungkook summed this up really well in the Variety interview that I'm going to quote again, where he talks about the song and whatnot. And I think like the latter half of this quote is what probably is the most important in this point, where he goes on to say that, you know, he hopes that people who listen to this song can have a fun summer with BTS, which I think is like the goal for just about any song out there. But I think this quote alone kind of just signifies the fact that, yeah, like, sure, we as a group, as BTS, might be singing in English now, but it doesn't change the fact that they still want you to have a good time. And I think this kind of goes back into the whole like Konglish meaning of butter, as you know, all of this, I guess, feedback from the fact that they're becoming too Western or too Westernized nowadays. I think having the title of the song be called Butter is kind of a form of irony in a way, because I think this whole song is kind of, I guess, in a symbolic sense, is a rebuttal towards those criticisms, as you know, I think they would go on to say towards those comments that, you know, they would say that music oftentimes transcends language. Like, when you think about it, that's how K-pop got popular around the world to begin with, right? Like, people around the world didn't get into K-pop because they understood the lyrics initially. Like, they got into it because they understand that the music is what ultimately like drives you into liking a particular genre and whatnot. And you know, a lot of people so happen to like the music. And I think that goes back to the fact that, you know, music oftentimes does transcend language. Like it's a language that everyone can speak, no matter what language you speak, whether it be English, Korean, Chinese, Spanish, German, whatever. Like, music is the ultimate equalizer in this regard. And I think this is the mindset that BTS will take now on from now on, as they will go on their to their next stage in their musical progression. As you know, I can, as I already mentioned like earlier in the show, like I can totally see a world where they will do a full English album. And you know, I think they know out of anyone, as I've already said already, like, you know, I'm not, some people might not like that, but they want to do this. And I think this is their way of saying that, you know, they acknowledge these criticisms, but, you know, this is something that they genuinely want to do. And I think they want to make sure and, you know, be clear with everyone that they still want to entertain and make you guys, you listeners, and whoever listens to BTS happy. Like, that's their main goal at the end of the day. So I think that's, like, my own perspective into the meaning of the whole song. Now, I should acknowledge that this whole take might be, like, disastrously wrong. Like, I feel like I need to acknowledge that fact, but I just generally feel like this is, like, the deeper meaning behind the song. So, if you disagree with me, or if, like, you wanna, like, talk about it further, leave a comment in the comments on our Instagram, or in fact, if you want to email us about it, email us, because it's generally a very interesting topic to talk about, considering the whole situation going on with BTS. But to go on to another topic, I think at the end of the day, I think we can all acknowledge that this song has one goal, aside from, like, being, like, a whole, like, part of the whole natural progression of BTS in terms of being a group and whatnot. Like, there's one solitary goal of the song, and it's to get the gold at the Grammys. Now, you know, Dynamite wasn't the one last year, although they were nominated and whatnot, but whether or not this song will be the one that will finally get them the Grammy, I'm not quite sure, to be honest. I think as the Grammys get closer, so, like, when we get to, like, next February or March, I think we'll probably get a better idea on BTS's chances, but I genuinely hope that this is the song that will be the one. But I do acknowledge that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, really good competition in waiting for BTS for any award at the Grammys, really. So I think it'll be a really, really tough uphill challenge to even get a Grammy, but I genuinely hope that this might be the one. But again, as I've already said already, I think we'll have to wait and see, because, you know, you never know. Like, it's a very, very long time until the Grammys, so, like, there could be another song that could pop up that might, you know, might take the whole thing, you know? So, on that, I think we'll just have to wait and see. But on that note, that concludes my thoughts on Butter. I really, really enjoyed just talking about this song, because it's generally a really great song. And I think just looking at the lyrics and just seeing my analysis on the whole thing, I think it has a deeper meaning than what we would typically perceive it as, if you get what I mean. So on that note, it's very, very good and a very, very deep song when you think about it. But anyway, wherever you are in this gigantic world of ours, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the K-Poporama Podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and be sure to tune in to another episode next week. But until then, this is Gian from K-Poporama signing off. Take care and have a brilliant weekend, everybody. Peace. Bye-bye. Aloha.